91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to talk with us about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me at KXCI Studios today is Tiziana Vallecillo. Welcome, Tiziana.
Hi, Bridget. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So what do you do at the University of Arizona?
I'm studying molecular and cellular biology, and I'm also getting minors in pharmaceutical sciences, ISTA, which is information sciences, technology, and art, and it's basically applied coding and Spanish.
What kinds of things are you researching at the moment?
I'm working to help direct the development of therapies for triple-negative breast cancer. Right now, I'm working with Dr. Schroeder in her lab. There's only currently a few approved therapies for TNBC. So I'm looking into the role of inflammation in the cancer's poor prognosis and trying to find targetable players in the activation of that inflammation. And one that we're interested in is a receptor called EGFR. In cancer cells, EGFR can also enter the nucleus, where it can find our DNA and then promote the expression of certain genes that we might not want expressed, like inflammatory genes. What I'm doing is I'm looking to target it when it's inside the cell, and if it has any buddies that are helping it activate inflammation that we could also target with drugs and hopefully help people diagnosed with TNBC to find a better prognosis.
TNBC cells, this stands for triple negative breast cancer cells. And the EGFR, what does that stand for?
So that's an epidermal growth factor receptor.
How do you measure the inflammation?
I'm using an assay that's called a CHIP assay. The CHIP stands for chromatin immunoprecipitation. And so an immunoprecipitation just means that you're using antibodies to grab onto proteins that make up the cell. Well, mix up the cells in a way that the proteins and whatever they're bound to stay together. And then we'll do an immunoprecipitation. And so we'll be able to see if the antibody is binding to a protein that's bound to DNA. And then we can see what segment of the DNA that protein is bound to. So, for example, if I'm doing a chromatin immunoprecipitation of EGFR, maybe I will find that it's binding to a region of the DNA that is promoting the expression of a gene involved in inflammation. And that's what I'm doing most of the time when I'm in the lab. I'm also growing the cells that I'm going to be doing these experiments on. And I'm doing some reading to make sure that I'm doing these experiments in the most efficient way and making sure that I know the full story of what's going on in the cell.
Tiziana, what are your plans for the future after you graduate?
I'm going to finish up a master's in Dr. Schroeder's lab and just continue to do more of this research and hopefully get us closer to an answer. And I'm also applying to medical school right now so that after that year of finishing up the master's, I can hopefully matriculate into medical school and go on to help people in the clinical setting.
Yes, and then you shall be Dr. Vallecillo.
That sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, do you ever listen to music? Speaking of sounding great.
I do. I used to play a lot of jazz and I used to write classical music. So I love music.
Oh, wow. Writing classical music, writing code, you know, two languages.
Yeah, well, I like a lot of Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, Bill Evans.
Tiziana Vallecillo, thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday today.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.